Shalom, this is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Britain Broadcasting, Israel. We are now discussing the Psalms. We will be speaking about Psalm 124, the Song of Degrees of David. This is a short psalm, and it basically talks about Israel, the descendants of Israel having been saved by their enemies when everything seemed to be lost, when they seemed to be in great danger, and at the last minute the Almighty God of Israel saved them. And this recalls events that have happened frequently in the history of our nation's history, of the Jewish people, and the history of the Israelite nations from the 10 tribes of Israel. And as you know, we say the lost 10 tribes belong to, or are to be found, mainly amongst certain Western nations. And amongst those nations, they have exhibited a dominance that has expressed itself through the national characteristics of the said nations. And that from a biblical point of view, these nations represent the tribes of Israel. And from a physical point of view, a significant proportion of the inhabitants of these nations do descend from the ancient Israelites, as we have mentioned over and over again, and this is what we believe in. And this is what we have our mission, our purpose, to promote and to bring to the consciousness of as many people as possible. This is what Britain does. This is what we are doing as much as we are able. This Psalm 124, speaks of the Almighty saving Israelites from their enemies when everything seemed to be against them. And now there are aspects of this psalm that every one of us can apply to their own private lives. Each one of us, or a great many of us at least, at certain stages in their lives have been in danger or have been faced some type of calamity, some type of hardship, some type of danger had been before them. In the very last minute, as if God plucked them out of it, God pulled them out by the hair, as if to say, and they extracted them from the teeth of the lions that were about to devour them. And each one of us knows that at some time or other, at some stage or other, something similar to that has happened to every single one of us. Maybe that we were in a car accident, or we were just crossing the street and were nearly run over, or that someone wanted to harm us and we were saved from doing this, or it could be any one of a numerous things, or may have been a very serious decision that we were might about to make, and were not about to make, and at the very last minute God caused us to change our mind and to backtrack or to change what we were doing, and this saved us and saved our families. And there are hundreds of different ways in which this psalm may be applied. Every one of us is his own individual book of Exodus to experience. The Bible is not only for the whole of the Israelite people, it is also applicable to each and every single one of us in our own private lives, in our own individual way. And that is worth learning. That is worth learning about and seeing how the biblical message may be applied to each and every one of us. Each person is enabled to internalize the biblical message. And the psalm goes on and it begins, "If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, they had swallowed us up quick. When their wrath was kindled against us, they had swallowed us up quick." This expression, "they had swallowed us up quick," according to the Midrash, it refers to the Israelites in ancient times, were in Egypt, oppressed by the Egyptians. They were part of the Egyptian system. They were part and parcel of Egyptian civilization, of Egyptian culture. And that was all they knew, and that was what they had been used to, brought up in, for hundreds of years, of a very long period of time, to this Egyptian servitude and this Egyptian values. And God took them out of it. God pulled them out of it. And otherwise they were in danger of being swallowed up entirely against it. And this is how the Midrash applies this psalm, this expression of the psalm. The aspects of this psalm, as we said, that may apply to our own private lives. also aspects of the psalm which can apply to the Israelites, meaning the lost 10 tribes or the Israelite peoples in general, and also aspects of the psalm that may apply to the Jews especially to Judah, in other words. And so, however we want to apply it, the principle remains the same. Very often, historically, we know that the Jews that were foreigners in the lands of Gentile nations who oppressed them, who persecuted them, on several occasions tried to extinguish them, either by physically destroying them or by forcing them to change their religion and become Christians or Muslims or whatsoever, or doing all kinds of things to them, forcing them to assimilate into their own nations. And somehow or other, at the very last minute, God came, helped us. God sent his angels, or set through other agencies, he came down and he helped us and he saved us. And so too it says, they as well as quick when their wrath was kindled against us, Psalm 124 verse 4, when the waters had overwhelmed us, the stream had gone over our soul. When the Israelites came out of Egypt, the Egyptians pursued them. The sea opened up before them. They passed through the sea. They reached the other side. They went up onto dry land. The Egyptians who were chasing after them came after them, entered into the dry bed of the sea, passed through it, and then the waters came back and covered them over and drowned them. They drowned the oppressors of the Israelites. All the Egyptians were drowned. And it was only because of the grace of God, because God was helping us, that we too were not drowned. That we too were either not drowned in the sea. And this is not only something historical that did happen, that is recounted in the Bible and is known of. It's also symbolic that very often it's only a miracle that we were saved when others, when our oppressors, when our enemies were punished. And we have to acknowledge this and open our eyes to see what is going on, what has been going on, that the providence of God is with us. God is with us. The divine providence is accompanying us. It has accompanied us as a nation, as individuals, as families, in all kinds of ways. It is there. And the closer you get to the God, the more you see it, the more it becomes obvious, the more stronger it becomes, the more real realization is possible. The greater we become apparent, we become aware of it, the more apparent it will become to us, because the divine providence is always there waiting for us just to take advantage of it. And the psalm continues, that the proud waters have gone over our soul if God had not been for us. Blessed be the Lord, who has not given us as a prey to their teeth. He saved us from our enemies, he saved us from our oppressors. Our soul has escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are escaped. A bird is a very delicate thing. And we too are delicate, even though there are all types of people amongst us. Some of us, the males amongst us, might like to think that we are tough. We have all, and we may be in some respects we are. Nevertheless, there's no such thing as a hero in every circumstance. Every single one of us is vulnerable, extremely vulnerable. And we have been vulnerable in the past and in the present. And we were like little birds that could have been crushed with just a squeeze of our enemies, of our adversaries' fists. But God saved us. He enabled us to fly away, to get away from this danger that was threatening to crush us entirely. So this is what we give thanks for in this psalm, that God is with us, God is always with us. And God willing, God will always be with us and with our peoples. Thank you very much. This is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Brit and Broadcasting, Israel.